Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, Today's Issues on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman. We are live video streaming the show if you want to watch and or listen there at Today's Issues Facebook. And Steve Jordahl stepped into studio with me with his tie.
My tie.
his tie's on. And Ray Pritchard's co-hosting with me today from Dallas.
Ray might have to take the show if the tornado shows up. if we are under the desk.
That's right. That's right. I'll just keep going.
Yeah, we are under a tornado warning where we are here in Tupelo right now for the next half hour or so.
This is just one of the bands of storms related to Harvey.
It's moving north. Exactly. And you'll see these tornadoes pop up all over the storm area, it's going to go through Tennessee and Kentucky. And
we're kind of in the path of where forecasters say the center of the storm, which by the time it's just a tropical storm, it's not even probably going to have that. It's not so much the wind, the sustained winds, as much as it is the rain and these offspring tornadoes that have us worried.
And this will be going on. I don't know. Is Memphis going to be hit with a lot of rain and flooding there?
They're in it right now.
It's a little far away. It's a little far away yet to determine. It's got one of those cones. You know how they got the cone?
It's coming up through Louisiana and Arkansas.
It's within the cone. Yeah. I keep thinking there are reporters in war zones getting shot at. So I'm not going to hide from a little tornado. Means to do my job, you know. You got to do your job.
Got it. Yeah, I got to step up.
You got to do your job.
All right. I want to see you when the tornado really comes.
That's right. Yeah. See what really.
see if your big talk holds up when you see it coming. By the way, a couple of years ago, we did have a tornado hit within half a mile from where we are right now. And Ray, have you ever seen a tornado, Ray?
I sure have. Yes, but distantly, you know, miles away, driving down the freeway, miles away, not as close as what came to you guys there in Tupelo. That was way too close.
Well, that was a tornado. I think it was an F2, but we have video. Our radio engineers were outside the building here and took a video of the tornado starting to drop down over Tupelo. That was 3 or 4 years ago now, something like that. But I just wondered, have you ever, you've lived in Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas. I know you've lived in a lot of part of the country, right? So you saw it. Where were you? What interstate were you on?
You know, it was a few years ago from Tupelo heading to Birmingham. And you could see them in the distance. And the same way out here in Texas. You know, kind of Tornado Alley from Texas up through, especially Oklahoma, into Kansas. So if you don't have too much rain, you can see them off in the distance. But I'm not one of those storm chasers. You know, those guys drive their cars right up into the middle of that. That's not for me. I'm trying to get as far away as I can.
No, not gonna.
Yeah, well, if it really comes here, you might find me having to report on a spot on the carpet under our table here.
I'm not going to drive into the storm, okay?
No, that's crazy.
Not going to do that. That's like getting in a boxing ring with Mayfield or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Mayweather.
Excuse me. All right, you're listening to some of those. I know there is, unless somebody texts us or emails us, there's a worthwhile purpose for studying tornadoes, and sometimes people have to do that. So I understand that. There may be some scientific. But the thrill-seeking storm search, storm chasing, I'm not going to do that. I'll just watch it on the Weather Channel. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. And Steve Jordahl is with us here, And Steve's with OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. And Steve, good morning, and go ahead with the news.
Good morning. We've been talking for a while about the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have the American Family Association misidentified as a hate group on one of their lists. They've come out with a new list as of today. This new list is a list of Southern Confederate monuments, cities, and yes, schools, including middle schools. They have a new map out with just a ton of dots, and to quote their website, more than 1,500 Confederate monuments stand in communities like Charlottesville with the potential to unleash more turmoil and bloodshed. It's time to take them down, in bold letters. It's time to take them down. Now, we know that the nut job that went into the Family Research Council several years ago with a gun and a box load of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, shot a security guard and intended to kill everybody in there, got his list off of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So hopefully nobody takes a gun in hand and decides to go attack a middle school. That would be the worst of all outcomes, but it's just wildly irresponsible of Southern Poverty Law Center to do this. And there's also a new drive by a group called Color of Change. It's a group funded by George Soros money, and it's Van Jones, who is a Obama acolyte, started this particular group, and its stated mission is to for their blood money campaign, is what they're calling it, is to get credit card companies like MasterCard and Visa to stop doing business with groups, hate groups. We, American Family Association, is on that list. I'm sure they took it from the Southern Poverty Law Center, but they're already claiming that they have been successful in getting American Family to not take American Express. I've forgotten why American Express, that's not the reason we don't do it. But
no, but the point is, you have these left-wing groups going after conservative groups. They're using the SPLC list, and the SPLC is a left-wing group out of Montgomery, Alabama. And they have their hate group list, and it's almost all exclusively conservative groups that they go after. And they'll list KKK chapters. Most of them are just phantom. There's nobody members of them. Or there is, it's a post office box with two people, but that's a hate group according to the SPLC. I'm not diminishing the fact that
KKK is a hate group. It's just whether.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying their numbers are so small, and their influence is non-existent. Okay, but you would think by looking at the Southern Poverty Law Center list that my word, this is
we're overrun by
KKK is about 50% of America according to this.
Right,
that's what you would think. But what they do cleverly, the devil's crafty sometimes, is they put all the like where we live here, mm-hmm. They've got three or four KKK chapters that they list, and then they put in their American Family Association. So it's like KKK chapter, KKK chapter, American Family Association, KKK chapter, KKK. That's what they do. So right. they try to discredit us by lumping us in the hate group list. And they say we're a hate group, American Family Association, American Family Radio, because of our LGBT stance.
Right.
We have nothing to do, zero to do with those white supremacist groups.
Right.
Zero. Nothing to do with them. Basically, it's because, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it because we stand up for biblical morality and traditional marriage?
Yeah, one what they do is woman. They the SPLC, they quote me a couple times. They say, you know, Wildman is the leader of the group, and here's what he says. One of the quotes they have me down, and this according to them qualifies us as a hate group. I said that homosexuality is immoral, unnatural, and unhealthy. All right, that according to the SPLC is a hateful statement. Therefore, it makes AFA a hate group. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
What I've said was, I didn't say hate homosexuals or lesbians or anybody else. That would be unchristian, unbiblical. We don't hate anybody. I said that the behavior, that is homosexuality, is unhealthy. That can be verified. It's unnatural. That everybody knows that. So it's not natural for men That's why if you look at the male anatomy and the female anatomy, it's made for compatibility, right?
Biology tells us.
Yeah, well, yeah, look.
Right.
You know, look. So that's so to say homosexual behavior is unnatural is a fact. It's just a fact of nature. So I've said two things there. I've said it's unhealthy, it's unnatural, and it's immoral. I do derive the immoral statement from the Bible. Because God says that homosexual behavior, like he does any other sexual behavior outside of marriage between one man and one woman, is immoral behavior. So, but I'm telling you the standard they use.
I know.
That the SPLC uses. I also said, I was critical of Islam one time. I said it's a religion of violence and for that reason, that's another reason we were tagged as a hate group. You can't say that. American, you know, and so that the list that SPLC uses, the good thing is they're being discredited in a lot of ways.
Right.
GuideStar quit using them. CNN backed off last week when they were citing the SPLC's hate group list. They backed off. So FBI stopped using them as a resource. So they are losing a lot of credibility. Now they're getting a lot of money.
Yeah, there's a lot of celebrities that are fundraising for them now. There's some.
Well, they got millions. They got millions. They got so much money, the SPLC, that they're moving money to their offshore bank account in Grand Cayman Islands. You see that, Ray?
Yeah, I did. And so are they trying to hide that from litigation or something?
Evidently they've got hundreds of millions of dollars, the SPLC does. Again, they're a group out of Montgomery, Alabama, SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. They were a legit civil rights group back in 71 when they were founded, but they lost their reason for existing after the civil rights movement.
Well, Ray, you would know this better than most, that anybody with hundreds of millions of dollars moves their money offshore to the Grand Caymans.
I've read that in a book somewhere. I've heard that.
Here's what I would say, though, here's what I would say about the SPLC. If, in fact, hate is as rampant as you say it is, and hate groups are as numerous as you say it is, why are you socking millions of dollars away in the Grand Caymans? Why don't you spend your money to fight that? That's ostensibly what you raise money for, which says to me their cause is just an effort to discredit conservative or Christian groups, not to really expose hate groups. That's really that's their front. Otherwise, you would spend the money that people send you to fight the cause. AFA, for example, American Family Radio, people send us money for Share-a-thon. Well, we use that money to build radio stations or to communicate the gospel or to tell people the news of what's going on in the world. That's what we do. We have a mission. We don't sock up money, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
If we did that and our supporters found out about it, they wouldn't support us anymore, and rightfully so.
Right.
Because they would say, listen, you're not spending the money on the causes that you purport to raise it for. Well, with the SPLC, I think they're still a charity. How can you be a charity and have hundreds of millions of dollars not going to use? I don't understand that. But these celebrities, like, who was it? George Clooney?
George Clooney and his wife.
They gave $1 million. Somebody said they had a spot run by the SPLC during that fight the other night. Between McGregor and Mayweather.
Mayweather, yeah.
They said the SPLC had a television spot in that, and that was a pay-per-view event. So I don't know. I didn't see it. But I'm just saying that the SPLC, the good news is that we're fighting back. We, the conservative Christian community, is fighting back against them, and we're winning some.
Can I go back just a second to your defense of biblical morality? People sometimes ask me, why do you focus so much on gays? Why don't you, say the same thing about greedy people? First of all, we do. Sin is there's sin of all color and stripes. We are all under the penalty of sin because of original sin and because of what we continually do every day. So we do not shy away from reporting on all of that. But sexuality and morality is almost a special case. From Genesis through Revelation, the Bible speaks of sexuality. It is a cornerstone of the way that we are supposed to look at God. God uses marriage as the living breathing example or type illustration of God's relationship with his people, an undying covenantal relationship with those that claim his name. Christ is the head of the church is the bride of Christ. So when people start attacking marriage, they're not just attacking some tradition. They are attacking the character of God and the nature of God and how God portrays himself and reveals himself to men and women here on this earth. And it damages the testimony of the church when that happens. So that's why we kind of take it personal.
Well, if you just look at the Bible, Genesis 1, God creates. Genesis 2, male and female, the first wedding. You go to Matthew 10, Jesus, in explaining the principles of marriage and divorce, what does he do, Steve? He quotes in Matthew 19, he quotes back to Genesis 2, male and female, just showing there is a commonality of truth stretching from Genesis to Revelation. Everything you said is exactly right, that marriage is a reflection of who God is, and that in Christian marriage, it's a window into the love of God. It's a window into eternal realities. And so we're saying these things are fundamental to ordered society. And in defending marriage, guys, let's just remind ourselves that as Christians, we're only saying what every single branch of the Christian church has said without exception for 2,000 years. It's only been in recent years that we've had liberal groups inside these denominations go after gay marriage. Until recently, what we've said about, quote, traditional or biblical marriage, it's been what Christians mm-hmm. have said for 20 centuries.
Yeah, you could say the Catholic Church is a hate group.
Some have.
If you say that because you teach, I mean, the Catholic teaching has been as many Protestants. I just picked the Catholic Church out because they're so mm-hmm. large.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you could say the whole institution is a hate group because they their doctrine teaches that homosexuality is a sin. True. So by the way, did you see that? With the SPLC, speaking of the SPLC. And this was reported in Daily Caller. I'm doing your job now, Steve.
You are, and well.
Okay. The Southern Poverty Law Center has declared three of America's largest Army bases Confederate monuments with the potential to unleash more turmoil and bloodshed if activists don't take down, I'm quoting now, the Army bases. So the SPLC,
you're saying that they named the bases as,
yeah, if you look on Drudge, maybe we'll put it on good Drudge morning. Links to this. The SPLC included Fort Hood in Texas. We have a lot of listeners there. Fort Bragg in North Carolina.
Right.
We have a lot of listeners there. And Fort Benning in Georgia.
Because Benning and Bragg and Hood were all Confederate generals. Now, I want to just say, if the Antifa people want to get out there and start taking down Army bases, well, good luck with that.
Let us know how that goes, guys. Yeah, I don't.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's how discredited the SPLC is. Yeah. If they list those, that's counted as hate groups. Okay.
Right.
That Fort Bragg, Fort Hood, and Fort Benning now, they've just now put them on there because they say they're Confederate monuments. Anyway, that's if you look on Drudge, you'll see that link to that.
When Walker starts doing his job later on, we'll get him to put that up.
That's right.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Enough SPLC. What's the next story, Steve?
I got two more things to talk about. One is a snowflake story that you're going to want to stay tuned for. But good news. The FDA has approved, for the first time, a new therapy, a gene therapy for childhood leukemia, where they're taking a patient's own blood and they are extracting the T cells, the stem cells, and they're injecting it back in. And apparently they are having some success, they're calling it a breakthrough treatment and the first ever gene treatment, a new era in cancer treatments. Just exciting stuff. For anybody that's ever struggled with a child with leukemia or known somebody, it's a devastating diagnosis.
And so you're saying they actually take the stem cells out of the patient and reverse engineer them somehow and put them back in, and it can turn the tide against leukemia.
That's what they do. They take a patient's own blood cells, and they tweak them a little bit. They're called CAR T cells. Basically, stem cells are undifferentiated cells, meaning when God created us, He put in our DNA a roadmap that every cell knows exactly where it's supposed to go and what it's supposed to do. One cell is supposed to be part of a nose, and another cell is supposed to be part of your finger, and the cells know this. God put it into the very DNA of our bodies where they're supposed to go. And what is happening is that scientists have been able to get these cells before they have been assigned their body part, and they are able, this is wildly unscientific language I'm using, but basically they have been able to assign them the part of a healthy cell, and then they go and they find these unhealthy cells and replace them with healthy cells. So it is. It's phenomenal stuff.
You avoid the quote rejection problem because right. You're using the person's own cells.
Exactly.
That is fantastic news.
And it is another evidence of where ethical stem cell treatments are being shown to have value and therapeutic value. And the unethical embryonic stem cells, they still haven't been able to get anything that works from those where you have to destroy an embryo to
right.
grab those cells. It's great news. I want to end with a story from our snowflake files.
Hey, 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 snowflake.
Snowflake.
My pretty little snowflake.
Well, our own neighbor school, the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, was having a gathering of their fraternities and sororities, a Greek life gathering, and they had to call it off and immediately send everybody home and to their safe spaces because someone saw a banana peel in a tree. I feel silly reading this, Tim.
You're being serious, though.
I am.
This
serious,
is a serious
it really
story.
Happened. It really happened. A student admitted to this. He was walking around eating a banana and didn't see a garbage can, so he just, you know, like college students might do, he just kind of looked both ways and then threw the banana peel up into a tree. Somebody saw that and felt threatened by that. And
why?
It has to do with the you know what the
these are two black students.
Well, they're not two students. The Ole Miss. Some black students felt threatened because bananas are associated with monkeys.
How do you
and,
report this?
Huh?
How do you report this?
How do I report it?
No. So you're saying now this sounds nutty. That's why it's a snowflake file.
Yeah.
You're telling me that some African-American students were offended by finding a banana peel in a tree, and you're being serious? This is a serious story?
It's a real story, and they weren't just threatened. They felt hurt, frightened, and upset.
Some kind of fraternity gathering?
All of the it's a Greek life. So all of the fraternities were, as the school year begins, they were all gathering around
gave this a serious hearing?
They felt it was imperative, the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, felt it was imperative to provide a safe space immediately to these students. So they called off the whole gathering.
Oh, my word. Where'd you find that story?
This is from, Onion. No, this is from Campus Reform. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm speechless with that one. That's right. Thanks for sitting in with me today. Appreciate
you bet. You. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. All right. There's so much I could say there, but we're out of time. Probably good for me.
Probably.
We'll see you next time, folks. Have a great day. Keep listening to American Family Radio.